Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
The homecoming of Virgil Earp. Tall, dark, and handsome, all of that. Virgil Earp and his brothers were big, buffalo-shouldered guys who could make every man bellied up to the bar feel prune-like. The Earps were Iowans. Did some growing up here anyway, their father, a gold digger, forever looking west. You know, I'm talking Wyatt Earp here of OK Corral fame. He was an Iowan. Raised here in Pella, tulips, wooden shoes down a straight and narrow path of Calvinist righteousness. Once upon a time, Bible-toting Dutch-speaking Pella was home to the Earp brothers of a shelf full of dime novels. Wyatt's the star, but Wyatt's hero was his own big brother, Virgil, who got his little brother his very first badge. Virgil got a start in lawing, as the boys used to call it, as a brothel bouncer. Seems the Earps had a thing for being the law and running brothels. That, of course, was long after God-fearing Pella. Virgil served 3 years in the Civil War, but before he left, he got married, sort of, to a sweet Dutch girl named Ellen Reisdam, who had his baby a bit before Pella thought that child should have arrived. He never took a bullet in the war, but Virgil Earp was reported to have been killed, a fable some believe fabricated by two fathers with no real interest in a marriage that never should have been. Once Ellen Reisdam got to believing Virg was dead, she remarried and moved to Oregon. Weren't many tears shed either, people say. Old man Earp led a wagon full of Pella folks out to California, and soon enough the boys were looking for gold, taking lawing jobs for cash to make those dreams come true. Deadwood, Dodge City, Tombstone, each became a home to Pella's Earps, quick learners when it came to drink and cards and fisticuffs. Virgil made his name in Prescott, Arizona, where he toted his Winchester down the street, giving chase to two gunslingers who'd shot at a woman's dog. When he got there, guns were drawn and blazing. Virgil's rifle took out both roisters. The Earps were the Wild West. Even though Virg and Ellie, his wife, never had kids, Virg had a thing about children and dogs. Seems like some kind of testimonial, his sister-in-law Josephine wrote about him in her memoir of Life with the Earps. But it's not, she said. Virgil took a bullet at the OK Corral, then got hit again a few months later, blindsided by some hombre toting a shotgun. Pretty much lost that arm. Allie, he told his wife, don't you worry, because I still got one arm left to hug you. Virgil Earp never stopped chasing dreams. Stick a pin in every boom town where he and the Earps left a mark and the West would be a cushion. He got out to Oregon just twice, and once doesn't count because he's buried there in Portland, where he visited only once in his life. Here's what happened. A woman sent a note to let him know she was his daughter. Her mother was that Dutch girl he should have never married, the one who thought him dead in the war. That daughter sent Virgin Allie a note, told him who she was, and just like that, Virgin Allie showed up in Portland. It was a meeting of great feelings, his sister-in-law remembered, and after these had been dispensed with, they went to her home. Virg's good wife says this, all those years and me and Virg never had a baby, and here was Virg finding out for the first time in his life he had a grown-up young lady daughter, Jane, the daughter of that Iowa girl. Virg and Allie went back to Esmeralda County, Nevada, where, as a one-armed sheriff, he smoked the last cigar at 62 years of age. Before he died, he made clear he wanted to be buried near his only daughter. Call me silly, but there's joy in that big circle Virgil Earp made, and it's got an Iowa feel, doesn't it? Him ending up in a place he called home even though he'd never lived there. Whole story. Wouldn't have made a dime novel. But I, for one, believe it's a sweet Iowa tale, well worth telling.
You belong among the wildflowers. somewhere.